Headline exclusive. Berwick Law Chief Reveals Vision for New York. Published at 3:47 p.m., July 30, 2025. Berwick Law Chief Max Berwick has revealed that students will be handed public and private investments to help them launch their own companies if he's elected mayor of New York later this year. In an interview with Protos, Berwick outlined the policy, along with his plans to turn New York into the official home of crypto if he's successful in November's election. Berwick clarified that his investment proposal isn't just limited to young people. "I have an affinity to founders, and I want to make sure that the best and brightest from the public universities here don't have to go to Columbia or NYU," he said. He also praised New York's current mayor, Eric Adams, for taking tremendous steps to welcome crypto to New York. According to Berwick, San Francisco has Silicon Valley, New York is Wall Street, and crypto is far closer to Wall Street than it is Silicon Valley. Berwick also told Protos that rising anti-Semitism in New York will be another main focus of his campaign. Indeed, Berwick states that this issue, along with strong support from his firm's co-founder Dave Goldman, prompted his bid for office. Max Berwick mayoral bid attacks Zoran Mamdani. According to Berwick, he plans to leverage the issue of anti-Semitism to discredit leading mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani. Indeed, Berwick Law claims Mamdani represents a conflation of progressive ideas and social causes that are linked with Palestinian solidarity. Mamdani is part of the Democratic Socialists of America, and Berwick claims that the organization's merging with Students for Justice in Palestine has led to an ideology where social causes don't stand alone anymore. Max Berwick's bid for mayor saw him call for an inquiry into Mamdani's record. Read more. Berwick says Solana and Jito co-conspired in $1.5 billion pump fund fraud policies such as free buses and affordable childcare, he claims, aren't good enough unless they stand for universal human rights that extend to Palestinian people. He says this omits Israelis and is inherently anti-Semitic. More directly, Berwick asked, "Why has Mamdani never asked for the hostages to be released from Hamas?" Mamdani's stance against Israel's war is winning polls. Mamdani's statement after the attack said, "I mourn the hundreds of people killed across Israel and Palestine." It added that Israel's declaration of war, alongside its decision to deprive Gaza of electricity, will undoubtedly lead to more violence and suffering in the days and weeks to come. Mamdani's response to the October 7th attacks on X. Read more. Max Kaiser thinks Bitcoin will stop Israel displacing Palestinians. Mamdani has faced intense criticism from various Jewish organizations during his mayoral run, but also support from the likes of the pro-Palestinian group Jewish Voice for Peace Action. His criticism of the State of Israel and advocacy for equal rights for both Israelis and Palestinians has also proved popular in the polls. He is scheduled to return from his trip to Uganda today and will likely be grilled on his response to the New York shootings yesterday. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.